GMP has acknowledged that last fall and winter, it exceeded sound limits at least 5 times at its 21-turbine project on the Lowell Ridgeline. The company says the problems were limited and were caused by, quote, abnormal conditions that allowed snow to build up on the turbine blades. GMP witness Joshua Castingay, who manages operations at Lowell, says neither the utility nor the turbine manufacturer thought that the snow would exacerbate the turbine sound. Board member David Cohn seemed incredulous at that response.
You stated that the violation occurred because of abnormal conditions. Is that what you said earlier? And those abnormal conditions were snow?
Snow buildup on the blades, yep.
So snow is an abnormal condition of Vermont mountains?
No, actually, snowing is not. It's pretty normal, I would say.
So what was abnormal here?
That the actual snow accumulation on the blades themselves.
The exchange was one of several in which Green Mountain Power was grilled about the violations and the monitoring system it's put in place to detect problems. PSB lawyer John Cotter cross-examined GMP's sound consultant, Kenneth Kaliski, about how his audio testing worked. Under questioning, Kaliski confirmed that the results are not counted when rain, high wind, or even bird song interferes with the microphones. Kaliski acknowledged that during this year's rainy spring, results could not be used in 9 out of 14 monitoring periods. Attorney Cotter pressed the point.
In a perfect world, wouldn't you prefer to have a monitoring period where you didn't have to exclude time periods on 9 out of 14 days?
The Public Service Department, the agency that represents ratepayers, says GMP should be fined up to $50,000. The department also wants the board to order GMP to conduct continuous audio monitoring of the Lowell turbines. But Kaliski, the sound consultant, said that would be expensive.
The telemetry would be extremely difficult, so it would require visiting the site once a week to collect the data. My estimates for the first 2 years of monitoring under that condition would be, at the low end, $600,000.
After the hearing, GMP Vice President Robert Dostas said the company plans to monitor the turbine blades next winter using TV equipment. He says the company knows it snows in Vermont. It just didn't anticipate what would happen when the snow sticks to the turbine blades.
The type of snow we're talking about is heavy, wet snow, you know, very dense with liquid. So that's what adheres to the turbine. We'll have the new measuring equipment we have. Will let us know when you have that kind of weather condition, and we can act much quicker.
Some neighbors of the Lowell project have complained that the sound produced by the turbines disrupts their sleep and causes headaches and other health problems. But the PSB hearing did not fully address the health issues. The board set September 6th as a deadline for final arguments to be filed in the penalty case. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier.